You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Coast sound, Big T Tyler. He cut that 1957 for the Aladdin label out of Hollywood, California. Welcome one and all to the Juke in the Back. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and for the next hour, we're going to get down to that 1950s rhythm and blues sound, the sound that they wouldn't play on the jukebox in the front. Oh no, baby, there's no malt shop memories on this show. All we got is sawdust on the floor, pints of cheap whiskey, and the greatest music you're ever going to hear, the real roots of rock and roll. And coming up on this week's show, we're going to take a look at some rhythm and blues TV. Hear the evolution of the Ray Charles classic Mess Around, and get some rare rhythm and blues live with the real king of rock and roll, Alan Freed. And baby, I got a box of 78s I'm about to load into the old Rockola Juke. Oh man, this one's got a little chip on it. That's all right, we'll try and play it anyway. Here's Miss Rhythm Ruth Brown taking it downtown with that R&B sound. Spinning off the Atlantic label, holding stable on my rickety old turntable from 1953. Hello, little boy.
Well, but when you love me, can't
Going to the River, a song written by both Fats Domino and his producer band leader Dave Bartholomew. Bartholomew was also the cat who discovered Fats in 1949 and got him signed to LA-based Imperial Records. At the time, Imperial was trying to get some more New Orleans artists signed to their label, and soon, thanks to Dave Bartholomew, Imperial had a great roster of New Orleans artists recording for them, like Smiley Lewis, who you heard right before Fats Domino. His song, Shame, 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 was released on Imperial in 1956. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm Matt the Cat. You're listening to The Juke in the Back, playing the soul that came before rock and roll. These are the true building blocks that led up to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. You can't hear them on the jukebox in the front. You got to go to The Juke in the Back. And that's where I come in. Now we're going to hear a couple of records that date back to 1953. Both of these tunes sexualize the television set, and from two points of view. We're going to start it off with Big Joe Turner, backed up by Elmore James, baby, the greatest blues slide guitar player of all time, with TV Mama. You know the one I'm talking about, the one with the big screen. Then we'll follow it up with Miss Ruth Lee Jones, who's better known to the world as Dinah Washington, with TV Is the Thing This Year, off of Mercury Records. So let's kick it off with Big JT and Elmore James, TV Mama, spinning off the juke in the back, baby.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh yes,
TV is the radio was great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. He turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. When he turned my dial to channel two, that station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, oh, how I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door.
TV is the thing this year.
What I've got here.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, but it is. Radio was great. Now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Way he eased into channel five, I thought my man had fluid drive. We moved once more to channel six. Then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel seven, the show was late, but we got our kicks on channel eight. He turned my dial to channel nine and said, baby, this set is working fine. Moved a little to channel 10, then we started all over again. When we finally hit my channel 11, I cried, mama, he treats your daughter so good. Yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my set will need fixing every night, just about this time.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Because you're not boom, ba da 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 da
Shooby dooby doo wop, shooby doo wop, 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 shooby doo
Well, I couldn't be so good to you if you'd be good to me. I could be so good to you if you'd be good to me. But every time I'm good to you, you treat me miserably. You give me no chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no. Well, you could have my everything if you just say the word. You could have my everything if you just say the word. But you're a little fickle thing, free as any bird. You give me no chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me that chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no. Me, I have to put you down. But if you make a fool of me, I have to put you down. But you ain't never seen no fool till I start fooling round. I'll give you no chance, no chance, no chance, no.
Come on, give me one chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
No, no, no chance, chance, chance.
No chance, no chance, no chance, no.
The Cadillacs featuring Earl Speedo Carroll on lead vocal. That was cut in late 1954 for Josie Records, who released it in early 1955. And you know, what really made the Cadillacs stand above a lot of other vocal groups of their time is the fantastic backing group. They were backed on nearly all of their records on the Josie label by the Jesse Powell Orchestra. And man, is that orchestra tight! Now, another label that always made sure that their vocal groups sounded great with proper accompaniment was Atlantic Records. And before the Cadillacs, you heard the Clovers, and their second release for Atlantic was in 1951. That was Needless, a beautiful ballad, and the flip side of their second hit, Fool, Fool, Fool. I'm at the Cat, just pushing some buttons and tightening some screws on the juke in the back. And now I'm gonna dig way down deep into the archives for you, baby. This comes out of a 1953 rehearsal session over at Atlantic Records. Atlantic co-founder and producer Ahmet Erdogan is working with the very young Ray Charles. Now, Atlantic had just recently acquired Ray's contract from the Swingtime label. And Ray was still trying to find his footing. He had spent the last couple of years searching for his own sound. And during that time, he was mimicking some of his favorite singers, like Charles Brown and Nat King Cole. So Ahmet, who had begun writing songs out of necessity because he needed songs for his brand new label, coincidentally, the first song he wrote was Don't You Know I Love You So for the Clovers, which was their first release on Atlantic. So Ahmet is getting used to writing material now, and he's doing a pretty good job having hit after hit. Well, he wrote this song, Mess Around, for Ray Charles. And here he is with Ray at the piano. It's Ahmet singing the song, not Ray. Now we're going to hear Ray's version of the tune, which was a hit in 53, right after we play this original demo version. Remember, Ray's sitting at the piano and Ahmet Erdogan is trying to sing the words to Ray. Here's the classic, Mess Around.
Thank you.
spread yourself out like a fan and mess around. Mess around. Hold your baby and do the mess around. Well, all get juice, you can bet your soul, but they all do the rock with a steady roll and they mess around. Well, they mess around. Hold their baby and they do the mess around. Have you been to mess around at the cabaret? That's where all the playgirls go to play and they mess around. Well, you know they do that. Oh, mess around. Play that thing. Stop, she don't move a peg. When I say go, she shake her leg. Mess around. Mess around. Boy, she sure knows how to mess around.
Of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
on me. I got the heebie jeebies and can't get well. I got the heebie jeebies and the Jew got the tail lip. If I'm a baby, then no, no, well, I'm gonna ring your door till I break your bell. You gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gonna duck back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me. I got the heebie jeebie, cause I love you so. I got the heebie jeebie, why you have to go with it? Don't want me, darling, just let me know, then I won't be a fool over you no more. You gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gonna duck back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gonna jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me. I got the heebie jeebie, and I feel so sad. I got the heebie jeebie, why you make me mad? If you open the door and let me in, then I won't say you put the janks on me again. You gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gonna duck back, heebie jeebie, gonna get back, heebie jeebie, gonna duck back, heebie jeebie, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me. Over you no more. You gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gotta duck back, heebie jeebie, gotta get back, heebie jeebie, gotta duck back, heebie jeebie, gotta get back, heebie jeebie, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me. I got heebie jeebie, cause I feel so sad. I got heebie jeebie, why you make me mad? If don't want my darling, just let me in, and I won't say you put the janks on me again. You gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gotta duck back, heebie jeebie, gotta get back, heebie jeebie, gotta duck back, heebie jeebie, gotta jump back, heebie jeebie, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me.
Little Richard Penniman on fire with Desire. Got those heebie jeebies from 1956, spinning off of Art Roop's specialty record label. And I'm Matt the Cat, mining the juke in the back, baby, where all the great rhythm and blues spin from the 40s into the 1950s, the building blocks of rock and roll. And I've got a real, real gem to pull out for you right now. Alan Freed, the real king of rock and roll, the man who coined the term in Cleveland on WJW back in 1951. You know the guy I'm talking about. He brought rock and roll to the masses. He brought this great music to a white audience, thus paving the way for stars like Elvis to burst on the scene. Well, during the summer of 1956, Alan Freed hosted a replacement radio show over the CBS radio network. It was called the Rock and Roll Dance Party. And on that show, he would have the top performers of the day. Thankfully, we have those shows preserved because, man, I'll tell you, it's hard to find live music from the 1950s, let alone live rhythm and blues. But we got a glorious one for you right here. I'm going to let Alan Freed introduce them. But we're going to hear the Penguins singing their hit Earth Angel, which of course was one of the big records to cross over from the R&B charts into the pop charts. And then we're going to hear a little lady who's basically been forgotten to time. I'll leave Alan Freed to tell you about her as well. So right now, live from 1956, here's Alan Freed on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
And now, here is the vocal group that had the first number one rock and roll song in America. The Penguins sing Earth Angel.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel, will you be mine, my darling dear? Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth Angel, Earth Angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of love, love in you.
just a fool, a fool in love with you. I love you, and I knew the visions of your loveliness. I hope and pray that someday
in our rock and roll party in a little while, and we'd like to have you meet now a lovely little 18-year-old gal from the Bronx, New York, Mercury recording star Dorian Gray and the Pity Pat Band. Rock and roll dance party.
Hearts made of stone will never break, 'cause the love you have for them, they just won't take. You can ask them, please, 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 please break, and all of your love is that has changed. Will cause pain, although you love them, and they're stopping just the same. You can ask to please, 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 please pray, and all of your love is that has changed. By the way. happen there. They just won't take.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
For you, my love, I'd do most anything. For you, my love, I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you. Celebrate, I got a party planned for you that just won't wait for you, my love, I do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you feel the same. My dream to milk and cream. I said goodbye to all the mob. I even went out and got a job for you, my love. I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you'll feel the
Larry Darnell with a monster hit from 1949. That stayed number one on the rhythm and blues charts for 8 solid weeks. Originally issued on the Regal label. And man, that one's a little scratchy. You can tell that's gotten a lot of requests from the Juke in the Back. The fellas like that one, baby. And after a few shots of whiskey, they really like that one. Poor Larry Darnell, though. Sure, he had a few hits in the late 1940s, but by the 50s, he's basically forgotten. You see, he was a little too pop for R&B, and a little too R&B for pop. But man, did he have a good voice. Great New Orleans singer, Larry Darnell. Don't forget that name. Before Larry, we heard The Jewels from 1954 off the R&B label. That song would go on to be a hit when covered by Otis Williams and the Charms and the Fontaine Sisters. Hearts of Stone. Ooh, mercy. Now let's go back to one of my all-time favorites. I play this one so much, I gotta keep replacing the 78 in the old rockola. It's from Dolores Williams' first session at Atlantic Records. What's that? You don't know who Dolores Williams is? You never heard of her? Maybe you know her by one of her other names. Little Miss Sharecropper? B. Baker? Oh, how about Laverne Baker? That's right, here's Laverne Baker from 1953, Soul on Fire. Burning up the Juke in the Back.
I could play with Tom, Dick, and Harry, but for me, you're the only one who makes me.
me shiver, makes me tingle. One who brings my loving down, I play the love game before I met you. It's a game I've always won, but now you set my soul.
Hi.
Johnny Jones from 1954. And baby, I'm running low on time. Got to sweep up a little bit here in the back before I go. Got time for one more. Here's Wynonie, Mr. Blues Harris, talking about them bloodshot eyes. It was originally a country and western hit for Hank Penny in 1950, but Wynonie Harris took it to R&B glory in 1951 for King Records. Here's Bloodshot Eyes. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed the Juke in the Back.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is written, hosted, and produced by Matt the Cat and originates from KZGM, Kabul, Missouri. We'd like to thank Wynonie, Mr. Blues Harris, for making the show possible. If y'all need more information, check out jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.